The annual OPP Guardians Run, which is part of the province-wide Law Enforcement Torch Run, LETR, for Special Olympics Ontario, will trek into Orillia next Sunday, October 1. The event, beginning at 9 a.m. at OPP General Headquarters, will bring the community together for a great cause, says the event's volunteer provincial coordinator, Sarah Dureski. The LETR for Special Olympics is the charity of choice for law enforcement worldwide, she explained. All of the proceeds that we raise through our events go directly toward supporting Special Olympic athletes being able to participate in sport in their communities and on the provincial level. The LETR has raised around $1.9 million for Special Olympics over the years. Locally in Orillia, the Guardians Run has raised $170,000. The fundraising goal for this year's event is $50,000. As important as it is to raise funds, Dureski hopes the event will also raise awareness for the Special Olympics movement. It's important for athletes to have inclusion in the community through sports and activities, she said. We do have Special Olympic athletes who come out to the event, participate in it, and assist us at the finish line. It's a fun day. Dureski says the athletes see law enforcement as their role models, but those who participate in the Guardians Run see the athletes as their role models too. They are always super excited when we come out to cheer them on at their games and practices, she said. We love spending time with them as much as they love spending time with us. Dureski, who is also a coach for Special Olympics, says it's important to ensure there will be ongoing programs and opportunities in the community for those with intellectual disabilities. I've learned so much about perseverance, determination, sportsmanship, and friendship through these athletes, she said. They are so inspirational that it's a privilege to be able to spend time with them. You can register for the 5 or 10 kilometer Guardians Run on the day of, or ahead of time by clicking here. This is a community event that is for everyone, not just law enforcement, Dureski explained. We would love to have members of the Orillia and Barrie community out for a fun and meaningful day. For those who can't participate in the event on October 1, you can still participate virtually. We will send you your t-shirt and medal, Dureski said. You can do the run with your family and friends anywhere you choose, and we encourage you to take pictures and tag us on social media. Dureski also encourages local businesses, teams, and individuals to draft an athlete for $250. That money goes toward helping them participate in sport, she explained. It covers some of the costs for competition and increases the availability of sports in the community. To learn more about the Draft an Athlete program, click here.